the rest of the story. The Republican Party of Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, had convened, and they had made their choice. The incumbent United States Congressman Thaddeus Stevens would run again. Despite Stevens' incumbency, the party decision was not the obvious one. He'd been around a long time. He'd made a lot of enemies. Newspapers as distant as New Orleans had gone so far as to call him a malignant old man. His sarcastic eloquence had wounded many, among them even some friends. This was the congressman who at various times had opposed the rich because they were rich and had opposed immigrants because they were immigrants and Masons. Likewise, it was he who had led the legislative lynch mob against President Andrew Johnson, attempting to impeach Johnson. So nobody, not even his cronies, would have denied that Thaddeus Stevens was stubborn and vindictive. But in 1868, his country's Republican Party announced that he would run for Congress anyway. And the reasons, well, the reasons comprise the rest of the story. Nobody in American politics had a tougher start than Thaddeus Stevens. As a child, he was sick and lame, poor and fatherless. A few historians believe that his father had deserted the family. Stevens himself never talked about it. But if some folks just have it in them, Thaddeus Stevens just had it in him. He worked hard. He was accepted at Dartmouth and graduated. He taught school for a while, then studied law in his spare time and passed the bar. His ambition and his idealism made him, well, a political career was inevitable for a man like that, so he ran for the United States House of Representatives in 1848 as a Whig that first time, and he was elected. Passionately, he opposed slavery from the very beginning, and Southern secessionism, when that became an issue. By the time he switched to the newly formed Republican Party, 1856, Thaddeus Stevens had become a very savvy statesman. Even political foes had to admit that he was a natural leader, a born leader. Well, his parliamentary skill was indeed extraordinary. His chairmanships of the House Ways and Means Committee, later the powerful Appropriations Committee, made him at times an irresistible force. And now it's the summer of 1868, and despite all of the reasons why not, Thaddeus Stevens was running again. The opposition to his candidacy, as his party had predicted, was considerable. Many Democrats insisted the choice was some kind of a joke. But Republicans were not laughing. To them, it was no joke. It's important that you recognize that fact. Stevens' name was on the ballot, and it stayed there. And sure enough, he was re-elected to Congress, and not by some skimpy margin, by an overwhelming margin. I'm still trying to remember if anything quite like this has ever happened before or since in American politics. I do not believe that it has happened before. For so respected by his party was this one Pennsylvania congressman that on August 15, 1868, they nominated him to run one more time. They nominated him, a fitting tribute, Republicans called it. They nominated him, though at the time of the nomination, he'd been dead for 4 days. Now, you know, the rest of the story.